The most important thing to take from the percentage system is this. If you have gay people over here, and you have straight people over here, and while we recognize that most people identify as somewhere closer to one binary or another, there is this vast spectrum of people that exist in between. And the reality that this presents is a complicated one, because, for example, if you pass a law that allows a boss to fire an employee for homosexual behavior, where exactly do you draw the line? Is it over here by the people who have had one or two heterosexual experiences so far? Or is it over here by the people who have only had one or two homosexual experiences thus far? Where exactly does one become a second-class citizen? Another interesting thing that I learned from my project and my travels is just what a poor binding agent sexual orientation is. After traveling so much and meeting so many people, let me tell you, there are just as many jerks and sweethearts and Democrats and Republicans and jocks and queens and every other polarization you can possibly think of within the LGBT community as there are within the human race. Aside from the fact that we play with one legal hand tied behind our backs, and once you get past a shared narrative of prejudice and struggle, just being other than straight doesn't necessarily mean that we have anything in common. So, in the endless proliferation of faces that self-evident truths is always becoming, as it hopefully appears across more and more platforms, bus shelters, billboards, Facebook pages, screensavers, perhaps in watching this procession of humanity, something interesting and useful will begin to happen. Hopefully, these categories, these binaries, these oversimplified boxes will begin to become useless, and they'll begin to fall away, because really, they describe nothing that we see, and no one that we know, and nothing that we are. What we see are human beings in all their multiplicity, and seeing them makes it harder to deny their humanity. At the very least, I hope it makes it harder to deny their human rights. So, is it me, particularly, that you would choose to deny the right to housing, the right to adopt children, the right to marriage, the freedom to shop here, live here, buy here? Am I the one that you choose to disown as your child or your brother or your sister or your mother, your father, your neighbor, your cousin, your uncle, the president, your policewoman or the fireman? It's too late. Because I already am all of those things. We already are all of those things, and we always have been. So please don't greet us as strangers. Greet us as your fellow human beings. Period. Thank you.